Recreation Park Easter Egg Hunt, a success. The Children's Charity of Greater Binghamton hosted its second annual Easter Egg Hunt at Recreation Park this past weekend. The event took place at the park in Binghamton, where over 10,000 Easter eggs were hidden throughout the park and over 1,500 people attended. Most eggs contained candy, but a select few contained tickets for a toy, an animal adventure, or tickets to the Binghamton Senators hockey game. Coordinators say the event is important for the community and they plan on holding another one next year. Chugnut Trail Meeting, Tuesday in Endicott. A meeting will be held Tuesday evening in Endicott, New York, to discuss the possibility of extending the Chugnut Trail. The Village of Endicott Board of Trustees will be hosting the meeting as Endicott officials look to add 3.2 miles to the trail, extending it from Vestal Avenue to Glendale Park. The current Chugnut Trail is 0.8 miles long and runs from Riverview Drive to Vestal Ave. Board members will be updating on all funding for the proposal at the meeting, and no final decisions on the project are expected to be made. The meeting will be held at 5:45 Tuesday at the Municipality Conference Room at 1009 East Main Street in Endicott, New York. Broome County considers lobbying firm. Broome County may be looking to hire a lobbyist to help find and develop grants and work for the county as the state handles grant applications. Broome reportedly requested proposals for a state government relations firm last month. According to officials, the goal of hiring a firm would be to get as much funding from the state as possible, but Broome County has not stated whether or not it will move forward with a hiring. The last time Broome County hired a firm to represent it to state government was back in 2009 when the Willads Law Firm, PC of Binghamton, was hired to work with the state to discuss drilling for the Marcellus Shale. That 2009 contract with the firm was worth $14,500. Texas woman indicted in Broome County. A Texas woman has been indicted on meth-related charges following an arrest in the town of Dickerson back in November. The indictment alleges the 26-year-old Brennan Teague was in possession of at least 1 gram of methamphetamines. Her initial arrest occurred at the beginning of November when Teague was among 3 people staying at the Fairfield Inn in Upper Front Street in Dickerson. Police interviewed all 3 people following a complaint by another customer at the hotel, and New York State troopers were able to find 3.5 grams of meth along with a small amount of marijuana. Teague is now set to appear in Broome County Court on Thursday for proceedings in her case. Ithaca and Corning Police increase patrols. Ithaca Police and Cornell University Police are increasing patrols in an attempt to address quality of life issues in the East Hill area of Ithaca, New York. Officers will actively enforce City of Ithaca, New York codes as well as state laws. The patrols will place a focus on issues including underage drinking, littering, unreasonable noise, open containers of alcohol on public property, criminal mischief, and unregistered Greek parties. The department says these specialized patrols have proven effective in previous years. Fatal ATV crash in Steuben County. An ATV crash led to the death of a Steuben County man over the weekend. 22-year-old Akilah Byler of Addison, New York, was driving his ATV on a private road near Mead Road in the town of Woodhull when he lost control of the vehicle and struck a tree. His younger brother, 18-year-old Elam Byler, was a passenger on the ATV and was also thrown from the vehicle. The crash took place around 2 o'clock early Saturday morning. The brothers were taken by friends and family to the Cornell Hospital before both were transported to Robert Packard Hospital in Sayre, Pennsylvania, by helicopter. Akila was pronounced dead at Robert Packard, and Elam is still in critical condition. The investigation is ongoing. Pennsylvania drunk driver facing charges. A drunk driver is facing charges after another driver was killed in a head-on crash. 69-year-old Richard Layton of Montrattan, Pennsylvania, was allegedly driving under the influence of alcohol on March 13 when he collided with 64-year-old Rosemary Manuel of Dorchester, killing her. Pennsylvania State Police in Towanda say that Layton was traveling north on State Route 220 when he crossed into the southbound lane and struck Manuel head-on. Manuel died from her injuries. Layton is now being charged with homicide by motor vehicle while driving under the influence, careless driving, reckless driving, and not wearing a seatbelt, along with other violations. Standoff in Binghamton ends with robbery suspect apprehended. Police were able to take a robbery suspect into custody after a standoff with officers in Binghamton, New York, on Friday. The Broome County Sheriff's Office, Binghamton Police, and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force all worked to capture 29-year-old Kareem Gibson of Binghamton. Law enforcement began tracking Gibson after it was reported that he had robbed a man while armed with a handgun in the town of Shenango Thursday night. Narcotics are believed to have played some role in the robbery. After police were able to track Gibson and find him at McDonald's on Main Street, they chased him on foot to 49 Clark Street. Gibson entered the home at the address because he knew the person living there. After a standoff lasting about 40 minutes, Gibson surrendered to police. Officers searched the home as part of the investigation. Gibson is now being charged with robbery in second degree. He is now awaiting arraignment in the town of Shenango court. Woman killed by train in Endwell, New York. A Binghamton woman was killed Saturday evening in Endwell, New York, after being struck by a train. The incident took place shortly after 6 o'clock Saturday near the East Main Street and Hooper Road tracks. The woman was identified as 38-year-old Holly Nalapa, and New York State Police say she was lying on the tracks alone. The Canadian Pacific train was heading eastbound when the crew on board first noticed Nalapa on the tracks, and at that point they gave several warning signals for her to get off the tracks. The engineer applied the brakes but was unable to bring the train to a stop before she was struck. The conductor called 911, and state police, the Endwell Fire Department, and coroner all responded to the scene. Police say that Nalapa's address is listed as the YWCA on Holly Street in Binghamton, New York. The investigation is ongoing. Narcan used to save life in town of Union. The Broome County Sheriff's Office used the drug Narcan to reverse the effects of heroin overdose to save another life over the weekend. Members of the Sheriff's Office Highway Patrol Division used the drug Narcan to save the life of a 25-year-old apparent overdose victim. Deputies were responding to a 911 call that came from a woman on Oakdale Road in the town of Union who reported that her boyfriend was unresponsive and may have overdosed on heroin. Police were on the scene within minutes, administered the medication, and the man regained consciousness just minutes later and began breathing on his own again. From there, the victim was transported to UHS Binghamton General Hospital for further evaluation. The Broome County Sheriff's Office began carrying Narcan back in February after receiving training from the Broome County Office of Emergency Services, and the medication is used to reverse the effects of opioid overdose. This marks the second instance where a member of the sheriff's office used the drug Narcan to save a life.